Fiona, I just don't, I don't know. I feel like when I worked with you, things could have been a lot better. You were an absolute You were a monster to the staff.
Hey, tip. She went, no, don't do that here.
My bad.
Yeah, say that for somewhere else.
All right. We're breaking up. I could be the heel that this podcast needs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun. I try to be the heel, but
we're so excited about the episode this week. We have a very special guest.
Yeah.
Give it up for our good friend and great comedian, DJ Ripsky.
Yes. Woo! Unbelievable. You didn't do all of my credits, but fine.
Yeah. Name five credits right now.
I came in second place at the Zanies competition in 2016. There was four people. It was a bringer thing. if more of my people showed up, maybe I could have been the best.
Wait, so how many did the first place bring?
I honestly, I don't even know if they counted the votes. I think they're like, this guy was, he was funny.
Like, we have to give this guy first because he brought more people, but we have to give DJ second because he was the funniest.
No, I mean, I'm not going to.
He's like, no, I actually brought the most people and still got second. They voted for the first guy.
All I'm saying is that my people didn't show up. All right.
Oh, yeah. We can jump right into that.
Yeah.
Like, when you're first starting out, you know this feeling, and your people come in clutch.
Oh,
and
God.
Boy, do they drop off immediately.
I feel bad when people come to more than like one thing, though. I feel like I have like one time a year to be like, hey, I kind of need you to come to this.
Well,
yeah, you got to like pick and choose your shows.
The first time
here,
I'll take it.
You're freaking me out. Give me that.
Popcorn Matt.
Matt.
Spit on that corn.
That's for the OnlyFans.
The first and one of the only like real comedy clubs I ever headlined, one of my best friends who's standing up at my wedding was like, I'll meet you down in Austin to do the show. Like, he is not a comic. He's like, I'll just be there with you. That's so cool.
Aww.
And I was like, hey, man, I just got an email. I need you to buy a ticket. And he was like, yeah, man, I'll do it. And I was like, this guy's standing up at my fucking wedding. Like, you know.
That's so sweet. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, he did. I mean, I bought him lunch and stuff, but I did feel bad. I'm like,
I bought you a plane ticket, dude.
Yeah. I didn't buy his plane ticket. That's crazy. I mean, he bought one already, but yeah.
That's so nice. I mean, it truly, I've talked about this before, but like all my friends came in the beginning, did the open mics I was doing.
Oh,
and
man,
like
that's
their
very
random
exciting
bar shows and stuff. And I just felt very loved. And now it's like I'll be doing Bridgestone Arena with Kill Tony, and I can't bribe my friends to come.
Man. Yeah,
that's,
I feel like,
true.
You, but that's why, like, when people get mad, they're like, oh, you should, like, try and get people to come to the show that I have you on. And it's like, I mean, I'm getting, like, $10, and, like, I get, like, one time a year at my hometown to be like, please come to the show, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not bringing you to a feature set.
I mean, I want people to come to everything, but like, I more so, like, I have a few friends where I'm like, hey, you have to stop coming to things. Like, I haven't written a new 10 minutes, so
yeah,
I can't keep
doing
this.
They bring it up. Oh, wow, same jokes. You're like, yeah, you saw me last week.
I had a friend say that to me.
Did they ever do your jokes, like, to you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You see him mouthing it in the crowd, you're like, it's throwing me off.
Oh, my God. My buddy Tino, every time
he's
like,
right now? See somebody doing Jathan in the crowd?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially when you have a joke. God. Jathan, that'll
my
never
magnum
die.
Magnum opus. My magnum condom. Is it magnum opus?
I don't know. I was hoping somebody else would take that.
Why don't you take it away, art degree?
We'll bear back.
Yeah, it's magnum opus.
Yeah.
All right.
Magnum opus?
Yes.
Thank you, Aiden. Idiots, both of you. I'm going to be healed today.
I, like, pulled myself out of that. It's like when, like, J. Cole's in the rap battle with Kendrick and Drake. Like, he got out right. That's how I did. I didn't know.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah.
I pulled neutral. That's what
I thought you were
I'm
healed.
I'm just sitting here. I don't know why I'm catching strays right now, Playboy.
All right. Well, God dang.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep talking.
Oh, man. For those of you that don't know DJ Ribsky, he is a phenomenal comedian out of Chicago. And he was at our wedding.
I was.
Wedding.
And he himself shall have a wedding soon.
I am. I'm getting married soon in June. Very excited.
Soon in
Lovely
June.
Lady.
Soon in June. That sounds very Wisconsin.
Soon in June.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, crushing.
DJ just got off the weekend with Zoltan.
I came here with Alfred Robles. Alfred brought me. He's the man. But it was the late show each night at your wedding. I saw Lucy. I'm like, hey, I'm coming down. And then like 4 days before I got here, she goes, hey, Zoltan doesn't want to host. Do you want to do it? And I was like, yes, please. Yeah.
That's sick.
That was amazing. It like worked out perfect. It's been really fun.
Yeah, but not to brag, but now you get to do Smokes and Jokes in Murfreesboro, Tennessee tonight. Yeah.
Everybody says that that's good.
It is a fun show.
Everybody says it's the only thing to do in Murfreesboro.
Yeah.
It's like that is the show.
Yeah. Well, it's the only show.
It smells like shit in there.
It is a smut cigar bar.
Oh, my God.
Oh, people, you could, like, smoke a cigar on stage.
And it's like, you're thinking one thing is worse.
Yeah. You don't have to do the show if you don't want to.
I would like to do
Thanks,
the show.
Thanks, Fiona.
I'm doing the show.
It pays well.
You're talking people off my own show. What the fuck? We'll talk about that in the car.
I'm not
going. Because now you're going. She's trying to get out of it tonight.
I am out of it.
No, not now. That's married life. Yeah. You can drag whatever her name is. I don't know if we want to dox her.
Yeah, I mean, you could say it. Her name's Marissa.
You can drag Marissa wherever you want once I get married.
Sure, we'll go with Marissa.
Yeah. You know, do you know the shows that...
Nice fake name.
During COVID, she would come to like more stuff because she was like, there's nothing to do. But then like, now it's like she comes to stuff where I'm like, this is worth coming to. This is cool. Like during COVID, we were doing these like condominium shows. It was through this one comic was booking them, and you'd just go to like these like shared spaces and like condos and like high rises in downtown Chicago. And they'd always have like a crazy like display of food. So she would come to those and just be like in like rich people's like common spaces, just bombing.
But the food was good.
Oh, it was so fun. We'd like walk around the building and stuff.
That's nice. Cute. Yeah. I always wonder because, you know, me and Matt are both comedians. Mm. So, like, dating or marrying, like, someone who's not a comedian, like, what parts of this life is it really, like, I don't know what question I'm trying to ask. Is it, like, hard for her to, like, understand or think it's okay, I guess?
Oh, like, the travel, the always going out. When it seems like it's a party, it's not. You're literally just going to do spots and drinking and all that is involved. But, like, from a non-comic, because she gets it, because she does it, you know?
No, Marissa gets it, man. Like, she was a Division I athlete. She has she has two master's degrees from the University of Chicago, and she's very much like, if you're gonna do something, like do it right.
All in.
Oh, okay. I was like, does she get?
Yeah, I was like, she sounds comedy? Too
no,
smart.
No, she doesn't do stand-up comedy. No, she has like real things like happening.
Yeah, so she's like, get a real job.
Yeah, no, but
she's like contributing.
Well, she's like, hey, if this doesn't, she's like, you gotta like make, you know, you gotta like.
She's like, if this doesn't work out, you gotta get two master's degrees.
Yeah, how is that?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man, she's really smart.
Dang,
it's amazing. Like, so, like we'll go out like our friends and like the ones that like she went to school with, and like they say things, and I'm like we have like when we go back, I'm like, what does that mean? Because they're like abbreviations and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, Matt does that to me, and I went to
a lot of acronyms.
UT Chattanooga for art.
I make her look very.
They're
smart
known for
on
that,
stage.
Right? The art.
No, what?
What kind of art? Like painting,
and graphic design.
Are they known for that?
Have you ever seen?
Yeah, actually, they are.
She does. She really specializes in noodle art.
Macaroni.
Macaroni is her medium.
It's pretty good.
But she keeps eating it.
Very hungry.
Like, there's a lot of noodles missing on this art. Like, yeah, it's abstract. I thought that was good. All right.
I do like when you find out that like comics just have like a weird little thing that they do. And then, like, you know.
Like, pre-show ritual.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Like, I don't know. Like, I have a lot of hobbies. Like, I like to go fly fishing when I'm on the road. So I'll just, like, be gone for, like, 8 hours. And sometimes people will be like, where were you? And I'm like, I was just, like, standing in a river.
Like, that's right, living dude. Right there.
It's fine.
You did that last time you were here.
I did it Saturday morning, too. I went out to.
Says your pre-show rituals, you go fly fishing.
I try to go when I can. If
he's just saying like every comic has like a thing they like to do in their free time.
Yeah, but I do it a lot on the road. But I just do it so much. Like I feel like I live so close to the lake in Chicago. I pretty much fish every day.
What fish are in the Chicago
right now
lake?
In the winter, like salmon, brown trout.
Ooh, do you eat them?
Chicago Lake is
sorry.
Do you eat them?
Sometimes I try not to. I try not to, but yeah.
Hey, edit that out.
I've eaten a few.
Just like cut my voice out while they're talking.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about that too. Like, because everyone's like, "Yeah, but what do you do for fun or whatever?" I do comedy and watch TV, but it's because I'm sitting all the time. What am I? I'm not.
You can game hard.
Well, I've gotten into Fortnite, and that's ruined my life.
I refuse to do
it. Don't
video
do it. I've never played a video game. I bought Marissa a Nintendo Switch because she wanted to play whatever when she was getting her master's, like one of those games. It's like one of the gardening games. I don't know.
But,
Facebook Farm or whatever?
No, no, it's on the Nintendo
Farm
Switch.
Bill?
But
what's it called?
It's literally like one of the.
Farmville.
God, I can't remember the name.
Is that what it is?
I think you're right. Farmville?
It's not Farmville. It's
He's
for
like,
the
no,
Switch. But it's one of those games
Facebook.
Where nothing happens. It's like. She'd be like, "Oh, the villagers are mad at me because I didn't go to a birthday party."
My friend Hannah and Jocelyn both play that, and they have like meet up in the game.
Yeah,
and I'm like, "This is like, what are you winning?" They're all happy and alive.
That's literally, it's like a better life.
I'm like, "Half a baby. Stop playing this game."
He's like, "How's your crop?" She's like, "I don't know. They won't yield till next spring."
That's literally like waiting. Kind of it. But like, she's like a little villager and like a me character, you know. But she never plays it. She played it like 3 times, and
it's
I'm like,
because she's too busy being a genius.
Yeah, she's doing real crazy things.
Turns out, getting 2 master's degrees requires a lot of attention.
Yeah, it's just
she's MSW, right?
Yeah, and then LCSW, and now she's doing a bunch of.
Cool
things.
That's right.
Yeah.
So LCSW was what my ambition was. But I didn't even get to MSW.
That's a social worker too.
He got BSW.
I got that bullshit worker.
But it is like so funny, like talking to a social worker, because like I'll be like, "Man, I drove 2 hours for the show and they were so bad, and like I can't believe I made no money." And I'll be like, "What did you do?" And she'll be like the worst story of all time.
Yeah,
and I'm
she's like, "Well, my client brought a." Was in my office today.
Oh,
you
God.
You have to bleep out that entire thing you did.
Sorry, Aiden's like, "Man, you're making this one tough."
Yeah, it's like, it's crazy.
That's
We're like, "I had the worst day."
Yeah.
I had
like,
both,
someone
though.
Heckled me, and she's like, "I had to arrest a 5-year-old.
I had to take a mother away from their child
today. Yeah. Oh.
And you're like, "But what did she do?" But what was she wearing?
But is it condom?
She was wearing crack. That's why they had to take her away.
What is like?
I don't
crazy?
Know. It was weird doing social work and comedy in the same day.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because during the beginning, like during my mornings, I would just people would just be crying or you know down and out, and I'm trying to help them.
And by the end of your show, they were crying too.
Yeah.
Dang.
Why are you? What's this? What's
know.
This energy? Every time we have a guest on, she tries to be an asshole.
Yeah. No, but
way
like
different than she is at home. She's the nicest person ever. I have to say that so that she can sell tickets. She's not an asshole. She's the sweetest ever, and you should see her on tour. But you should also see DJ.
I'm a zasshole.
A sasshole?
Zass.
Sasshole is a...
It's a good name for a podcast.
Merch.
That's a good name for a podcast or merch. Or
you're a sassy asshole.
Can I tell you something that happened to me this weekend?
Yeah.
I was doing meet and greet, and my crowd is not like very good looking young 20 women, like that's not my people, but there was a group of very dressed up, like early 20s girls.
Once
like,
you might see at a Morgan J concert.
Right. And they like, I mean, I was like, "Oh my goodness." And they were like, "That was so fun. It's her birthday." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, thank you for spending your birthday with me." And she goes, "Yeah, I actually didn't know who you were." And I was like, "You didn't have to say that." And then she was like, "Yeah, we got these tickets for free." And it was better
it
than
going.
I expected. And I was like, is this how hot girls talk to everyone?
Kind of. You can't best them.
It was so mean.
It's like you could have
just how
not
you
said
talk
any
to
of
people.
That.
Oh.
Oh, man.
I've tried to be like mean, like at times, because sometimes you need to be mean, you know? Like when I told you what happened to the gas station here. I went to a gas station in Nashville, and there was a long line. Not a gas station. I went to a car wash in Nashville, and there was a long line. And when I got to the thing,
how did you confuse that with gas station?
Because everything in the city costs money. Okay, I'm spending a lot of money. All right. Well, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
So I went to a car wash. There was a long line. I get to the gate. It's the only gate, and this is in downtown. It's like right on Broadway. The guy goes, "It's $18," and I was like, "I do not want to go through this car wash anymore." There was 10 cars like in line, so I couldn't move.
Oh, you can't get out. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't get out.
So he had to pay the money.
I'd pay $18.
I would have bet. Did you get the car washed?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Still a lot of money. Just because I'm going to be home tomorrow, and there's one at, like, across the street from my house that's $3. And I don't think when you go to the car wash that the other thing is better than the $3 one. I think it's all the same.
I agree.
You agree?
We need to save that. That sounds like Matt's Conspiracy Corner, which is coming later in the episode.
Very good.
You'll see.
Hey, everyone. If you've been dreaming about your next vacation but don't want the stress of planning it your friggin' self, you've got to reach out to Audrey Steers with Travelmation. She can help you plan everything from funerals to funerals to funerals and all-inclusive resorts to cruises, even custom funerals. And the best part, her services are completely free to you mother friggin' jokesters. I don't know. Oh, man. Audrey is certified in group travel, accessible travel, that's big for Fiona, and destination weddings. So no matter who you're traveling with or where you're going, she'll make it effortless. Shoot her an email at audreysteers@travelmation.net and start your planning dream trip today.
Back to the episode.
Yeah. There is something that I really want to do, and I am excited about this because we haven't done it in a while. You've been working out?
I've been working out.
Been training?
I've been training.
Oh, you're like a guy that does stuff.
I do stuff.
Yeah. If you look underneath this table, there is a little something down there. If you hand it to me, I'll turn it on for you. We like to test all our guest strength to see who the strongest comedian in the world is. As of right now, it's still Lee.
Yeah, Lee Kimbrell.
Oh, okay.
Deceptively strong.
Yeah, I mean, we were like,
dad strength. He's got dad strength.
Derek Stroop on.
Yeah.
Not as strong.
You don't gotta keep bringing Derek in.
Derek's
like, what the fuck?
It's because he's
such a big guy.
I was like, oh, he's gonna break this.
He's like, I got arthritis.
The one clip of him on your podcast is like so profound and so like amazing to hear. Where like as someone going on the podcast, it like calms you down. You're like, well, no one's gonna expect me to do that. You know, like you're like, that's a guy with like wisdom, dude. You know,
yeah.
He's got,
but
like
not
that.
That grip strength. A lot of wisdom.
All right, are you
He's
ready
so
for
great,
this,
man?
I'm excited. It's good to go.
So all right. Just
what am I going for? Actually, don't tell me the number.
It may
just
help if you stand up.
You want me to stand up?
No, wait, we got to do the.
Do people
that
stand
way
up
first? Remember, what?
We can do it this way.
Yeah, sitting. Oh, sitting. Oh, yeah.
I put too much lotion on my hands today.
Squeeze as hard as you can.
And then let go when you're at your. What is that? That can't be
that
right.
That can't be right. 53.
I think you squeezed and let go and then squeezed again and count on the first.
Oh, okay,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, just one hard like burst.
All right, so don't.
Oh, it's just a hard
it
burst.
You don't have to do it that quick, but yeah, like
burst as hard as you can. Hold it. Oh, sorry.
You said a hard burst.
Hold it down and squeeze. Like, well, no. You're just gonna waste grip. Hold on.
I'm wasting grip.
46. All right, hang on.
Is this a good?
Right, so no, I get 40.
Here, oh, so man. You'll go like this, and then I'm not gripping.
You do it first.
And then I just go.
And then that's good.
46. What the fuck? 43.
Interesting.
Actually.
My turn.
Hold on. Yeah.
My turn.
What is going on? 49?
All right, I don't want to hear another
Hold
word.
On.
I was getting like Fiona's 58. So like,
oh, wait, it's on KG. Was it on pound before?
That, I mean, that's got to be at least 300, 400.
God dang. I don't know that kind of math. We got to put it on American.
American.
Okay, so you were doing it right from the get-go. So we're
Yeah.
Hey, Alexa, how many pounds is 46 kilograms?
46 kilograms is about 101 pounds.
101.
Oh, we get to
So 53 would have been... Let's try it again. Sorry.
What am I trying to beat? Just a hard...
Just get it.
That was a good one.
Oh, that's not good at all. 116.
That's pretty good.
That's not very good.
That's kind of... That's what Derek got.
I do have to say, though, I'm left-handed.
That was what I was going to go for next. Left hand is always strong hand. All right, you ready?
Because that's the hand you jerk it with, right?
I don't know. Oh, maybe it's not my strong hand. I put too much lotion on my hands today. I shouldn't have moisturized. This is 115. That's not very good.
Okay.
Now, I got bad hands.
Now. I think the best way to get the strongest is to stand up, put it down beside your side, and just...
He's on the right once.
Was the record sitting down?
Yeah.
Lee did that sitting down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. He got like one...
He didn't even make a face. He just goes...
Oh, my God.
164?
Okay. I'm going to try.
Right, so stand up. Back.
Now do it with your feet.
No, that wasn't good at all.
You can squeeze harder or longer. You got to reset it.
Oh, I got to squeeze it long?
Here.
I'm okay with my score.
It's like my hands are starting to hurt.
They're just really, like, they're too soft.
You want me to go now?
Yes.
Show these dumb boys what it says, like 400.
I'm not dumb.
I want to hear it. I want to hear you break it.
Hell yeah.
I'll make the explosion sound.
In post edit.
All right. So
hey, not bad.
42.
Yeah. Aiden, when was the last time you did it? Come on.
It's been a while.
Come on.
That's a pretty good song. Since
It's been a while.
115.
Damn.
115.
Like effortless.
Effortless.
It's a lot harder than it looks.
Yeah.
Like, I see people squeeze it and get like, somebody get like 200 and something I saw online. I'm like,
that's insane.
The heck?
That's not someone I want to hang out with.
Why not?
Go crush my
I bet that guy from this weekend could have done well. So there's a guy at our show, or two people at our show that were like world champion rock climbers.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are insane.
And I didn't even know until after I shook his hand. Because I was like, what the fuck? He was like, put her there.
And like, you don't have to squeeze that hard. Not going to fall, buddy.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just hanging on for dear life.
I was on the rock climbing team in high school.
Is that what happened?
Dang.
Yeah. Also, we have a point system.
So anytime
you make a good
joke,
okay,
we'll give you a point.
Okay.
Little secret into the how the sauce is made.
I feel like nobody told me the rules.
Yeah, this is the most unhinged podcast. I mean, we're not going to give your credits out. We're going to be like, hey, everybody, say hi to DJ. We're happy he's here. So yeah, like anytime any puns are good, rhyme jokes are good, roast are good.
Okay.
Anything.
Do you guys ever like think of like a roast joke that doesn't like go anywhere? It doesn't not even like for a person.
But
do you have one?
I saw a guy's eyebrows and I was doing like a Nashville accent and I was like, that guy's eyebrows could scare a horse. That, I feel like because people here like talk snakes. Like that. Yeah, like people here talk like that.
Your eyebrows could scare a horse, buckaroo.
Yeah,
it's like one of those old like country sayings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like them. Although one lady, like at the coffee shop over here, she was wearing like a skull necklace. It was like a big jawbone. And I like animals. So I was like, what kind of animal is that? And she's like, it's a bobcat.
Oh, and that's
like,
cool.
I was like, how would I know that? You know?
Yeah, she's like, idiot.
Oh, you idiot.
And she was like, I don't want to say, I would just like go up to a lady. She was working at a coffee shop and it was a huge bone.
Yeah, so that's a raccoon.
Yeah.
Is it like warning to other bobcats?
That's a good point. I don't know.
Dang.
Bobcat gold weight.
Mm.
It was on gold. I didn't say that.
It was covered in gold.
Yeah.
Bobcat Goldtooth.
Goldtooth. Goldtooth Tiger.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I saw Chris Kattan at the airport last night.
I worked with Chris Kattan.
How was he?
You know, it was very funny. I saw him 3 weeks before in downtown Chicago, and he was eating ice cream. And I went up to him, like, Chris Kattan, can I get a selfie? And he's like, okay. And he's just, like, eating ice cream.
Yeah.
And it was, like, kind of dark out, so I kind of startled him. And then I worked with him in Appleton, Wisconsin, and they're like, hey, I, like, saw him at the club. And I was like, hey, what's up, man? And I didn't know what to talk to him about in the green room. And he didn't recognize me. So I was like, do you like ice cream? And he's like, I love ice cream. And I was like, that's pretty good. And then we'd like talked about ice cream.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
My interaction, I didn't even say hey. I was too scared. Yeah. He looked like out of it at the air. Like he was waiting on I was getting off a flight and I was talking to somebody and I look over their shoulder and I just see him staring at us. And I was just like, is that Chris Kattan?
Yeah.
And it was.
And he was doing the dance.
Yeah, he was doing mango. Or
he
whatever.
Lives in Springfield, Illinois now.
How is Appleton?
Yeah. Appleton's really cool.
I'm going there.
I really like the club. I really like the staff. I like to go up there like once a year. There's a Vietnamese restaurant in Appleton that's probably some of the best food I've ever had in my life. Ooh. And I can't remember the name of it, so I'm not going to say it.
I'm looking forward to the chili. Is that Skyline?
That's
in Cincinnati.
It's not good.
Oh, never mind.
They put noodles in it.
What should I eat in Murfreesboro?
Nothing. Oh. Until you get to Nashville.
We can go on down to Jack Brown's afterwards and get you
burger. Oh, yeah. They have a good burger.
Good burgers.
Like a good burger.
Stay from there.
Me and Matt met because I did shows down here. When I first started comedy.
Damn, I think Santa's Pub shut down, didn't it?
It did it, really?
That's where we went and hung out.
Oh, I got kicked out of that place.
So sad.
I got kicked off karaoke there.
Yeah. I
DJ came into town.
Was forced to do karaoke there.
I feel like you could sing.
Forces you to do karaoke.
No?
I'm so bad, it's fun to watch.
Can you sing that?
Yeah.
You have a good voice?
He's really good. He won't admit it, but
I kind of want
it's a little. Shocking.
Can you give me a little something?
Maybe. He gets real shy about it.
I can't sing, and I sing, which is bad. Like I shouldn't. I have a really like small acoustic guitar, and I'll play it, and like it's not good, and the singing's not good, and nobody likes it. And then we went to Carter's Guitars. I was with Zoltan. We got like a tour, and they like pulled out like $500,000 guitars, and they wanted us to play them. And I was like, I'm good.
I mean, you got to play. You don't have to sing.
Well, I know. No. So I'm not good at guitar either. That's like the problem. And so Zoltan was literally playing like a $500,000 guitar. And he was just like kind of like picking like a few of the strings because he was like, I don't even want to hold this. It was like terrifying.
I'd play that shit like a 5-year-old.
Just like slapping it.
I took guitar lessons for 2 years when I was in high school.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
I used to be like I knew the chords and I knew like 10 songs.
Okay.
But now my hands don't work, so I just have this information for no reason.
Yeah.
It's like I know how to change a tire, or I used to, and I'm like, okay.
You could just like make up a bunch of things that you used to be able to do.
Yeah, you can't prove it.
You should just start doing that.
I do.
Do you really?
I'm doing it right now.
Okay. Well, I know that. Yeah. Okay.
No, that is true. I also took voice lessons in high school just because I wanted to be able to sing in the car.
I've heard in Nashville, like kids in the high school will be like going class to class, like strumming a guitar.
Yeah.
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You're from Murfreesboro. You don't.
Oh, yeah.
Kids are just doing
you're
like math
Franklin.
In between classes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, they're definitely rapping on the way to their classes.
Dude, there's like,
and it's white kids.
So when I
want to clarify that.
Man, I used to have a music studio in my closet when I was in like freshman, sophomore year of high school. I got a Bluetooth microphone and I like put foam from like mattress foam on my, and kids in my neighborhood would come over and I'd like record them on GarageBand and then I'd shoot the music video for them. So I had like two different businesses going.
I did a freestyle rap one time when I was in eighth grade with the guy I was dating at the time.
Was it good?
Oh,
you said it?
I wish it was still on SoundCloud.
Did you say it? No, I'm kidding.
I thought about it.
When I was in college, we took like a hip-hop class. It was like an elective. And I went to an engineering school. I was an engineer, but I was in engineering school. There was an elective on like hip hop, and it was this old white lady that taught it. And at the end of the class, there's like five kids in it. We all had to like make a song together. And the one girl, she had her friend write the rap for because she didn't want to do it. First time she does it is when we're recording. Drops a hard on you, like
hard R.
She was not supposed to. It was crazy. Like everybody in there was just like.
That woman went on to be Morgan Wallen.
Folks. It was crazy, and then I had to like delete the recording.
No, and then I had to archive that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Hold it for ransom. Then you just sang over it. We do have some calls. And guess what? A lot of hard R's.
Oh, no.
Matt! What? Do you like pampered scents? I don't know what that means. Well, that was me talking, but you've got to check out Crystal's Pampered Scents, your independent scentsy consultant, from premium wax and warmers to laundry and car fragrance. Have you farted in the car recently? You want to cover that up? Well, now you can with Crystal's Pampered Scents. Scentsy helps make every space feel like home. Visit pamperedscents.scentsy.us because they're U.S. made. They don't ship it from overseas. That's gay. Go to pamperedscents.scentsy.us to shop, and don't forget to share the love by selecting a party at checkout.
Back to the episode. Wait,
oh man,
does that mean we're ready for the segment called Fiona call me?
I mean, just hang on, let me bring it up
where
first.
We take calls and then we all get to talk about them. Just
let's
points.
See. Oh, we've got some.
They're normally pretty mean to Matt. And
really?
It's really funny.
Let's see. They better not be mean to me.
Hopefully man, nobody's nice mean guy. To me.
You ready? All right. First one. Let's
see if this works. Would you rather have 10,000 paper cuts on your tongue or be court ordered to call your ex that dumped you and tell them that they were right about everything?
Why do you sound like AI?
Yeah, that didn't sound real.
Really crazy. It sounded like a
is that Aaron Belial? Ding.
Really good.
All right, so would you rather have 10,000 paper cuts on your tongue or be court ordered to call your ex that dumped you and tell them they were right about everything?
Call my ex.
That'd be very easy.
10,000 paper cuts?
That's
we speak for a living.
Yeah, that's not very hard.
Yeah.
To just be like, all right, man. Like,
yeah, so I use that whatever. Material.
Sorry to you guys.
Hey, yeah, I'll call my ex right now and tell them they're right about everything.
The hard part would be to find them.
To find your ex?
Yeah. I don't know how to reach out to him.
I have one that when I blew up, he was like, hey, remember me? And I was like, oh.
Yeah. How would you do that? Would you have to call someone? I don't know where, I'd have to like, I don't know where they're living. Do you have to do it in person? You said call?
Yeah, you got to call them.
I lost a lot of numbers. I got like a new phone, so I don't have a lot of people's numbers. It'd be very hard to do. I mean.
I guess you're going 10,000.
I guess I'm going 10,000 cuts. Just out of convenience.
And then you got to run through a lemon patch. After
with
the paper.
With your mouth open.
Well.
Oh, on your tongue. That's right. Then you got to eat 10,000.
I feel like they got
lemons.
This off of Reddit.
10,000 paper cuts on your tongue. I mean, your tongue's done. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all going to be on the right side of my tongue.
Because it's numb? She got her tongue snipped at the dentist office.
Yeah, they said women shouldn't talk, and they missed the left side, so I'm A-okay.
Why'd they do that?
Well, I went to get my wisdom teeth out for the second time, and I know that's confusing.
I didn't know that either.
The first time, they were like, you'll never have to do the top ones. They were wrong.
Yeah.
So at like 22, I went to get the top taken out, and I went by myself. And they were like, because you're disabled, we can't use any kind of like numbing or sleep gas or it didn't make any sense.
That doesn't make sense.
No, and like it was like just them. Practice. Yes. And so I was awake and I felt everything the whole time. And because of that, like you're not asleep, so your tongue's like kind of moving. And they cut a nerve in my tongue. And I was like, it was a week, 2 weeks later, and I still did not feeling back. And I was so nervous because I already have a hard time enunciating. And they were like, it'll come back. I'm 29 now. And yeah. I still have no feeling. And I tried to see if I could sue them. And they were like, good luck proving it's not your disability.
Wow. And it's fucking like a good chunk of tongue.
Roach Family Dentistry, go fuck yourself.
Ooh, God. Should we do an anti-ad?
Yeah, let's do an anti-ad. Do
some anti-ads.
Hey!
Hey.
Hey.
Perfect.
Do you guys need some dental work done?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but do you want to not know how it's going to turn out?
I'd prefer that, actually.
I don't want a mystery. A
little fun. A little fun and mystery in your mouth. Go to Roach Family Dentistry. They'll deny you any kind of... I'm pretty mad about this.
I'd be pretty upset.
I don't even know. I cried for months.
There's a thrift store by my house that has a parking lot and is right next to a pokey place. And it looks like the parking lot is for the pokey place. So I pulled my car in. And as soon as I stepped out, the guy's like, hey, we don't have that parking lot. You have to go move your car. And I go back and my car had, they put like a block on your wheel. And it was $175. And now like there's like 1,000 of these stores and I'll never go to them. And I tell everybody the story because I hate getting ripped
What's
off like that.
What's the business called?
What the fuck is it called? I'm drawing a blank. But they're all over Chicago. And they're like, it was like $175 to get a thing off my car.
And they put the boot on there?
And they put the fucking boot on.
That sucks.
That happened to me in Atlanta one time.
Well, Atlanta has the girls that will come and get it off for
yep,
you.
Yes, and I got it.
Yeah. You got them?
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Corey Knox.
Are they? What do you mean the girls that will?
They'll remove it.
Yeah. They somehow got like a key that works perfectly to take those off. So instead of paying the bills, you can pay them a lesser amount to come take your boot off.
God, I love Atlanta.
Dude, isn't that amazing? It makes you like really respect a city. There's a bunch of kids in Chicago. All these like Italian kids that I grew up with in Bridgeport, they would like when the salmon come into like Michigan, they'll go snag the salmon and then they'll sell them. They'll sell the fish in Chinatown. They'll sell the fish to restaurants, and restaurants will buy them. It's so funny. It's but like it makes you respect these people so much because you're like what you're doing is stupid and it's like horrible and like you're. But it's also like they're like 10 years old. You know what I mean?
I respect the hustle. 100%.
I like the ingenuity.
Mm-hmm. A good salmon. You want to do another one?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. I don't even know what this called. I haven't even vetted these. I'm sorry. It's been a long weekend.
Okay. Hey, it's me. My name is Cheyenne. But they call me Shay or Shy. And I'm with my man at his family's house. It's his mother's birthday party, and I love her. So much for the mild mother. I would rather be at a club doing some bad stuff. But this is better, I guess. Bah humbug. Merry Christmas. Bye.
She fully did not understand.
No, the guy. Was I guarantee the guy told her to call with a would you rather because you can hear him in the background. He's like, would you rather?
Oh, that's so funny.
And then
at the
end
that.
He goes, that was bad.
Thank you. She sounded worse than me.
That's kind of like what I do when like when I'm at the drive thru with like Marissa, like she'll be ordering and I'll be like, and because I always like get something extra last minute and it fucks up the whole thing.
That's a horrible trait.
It's bad. I'm like, cheese curds. Get the cheese curds. And she's like, you said you didn't want them. I'm like, get the cheese curds.
You're just nudging her. I'm going to play this again. Just listen to this guy.
Okay. Hey, it's me. My name is Cheyenne. As they call me Shay or Shy. and I'm with my man at his family's house. It's his mother's birthday party, and I love her so much more than my own mother.
I would rather
be at a club doing some bad stuff. But this is better, I guess. Bah humbug. Merry Christmas. Bye.
You were right. I get what's going on. Yeah,
he said, would you rather?
She was like, I would rather be at a club doing bad stuff, but this is better.
What does she mean by bad stuff?
Yeah, what do you mean, girl, Bob? And why did your mother and you love her more than your own mother?
Golly.
It can't be that bad of stuff.
A Thanksgiving party. Do what?
It can't be that bad of stuff.
Sounded like a fucking holiday party at my family's house. Everyone's shit faced.
What do you guys drink a lot at Christmas?
Oh my god, we're Italians.
You're Catholic? Are you Catholic?
I'm not there.
The family is, yeah. I mean, yeah, yeah. That's like the only time Catholics do anything.
Oh, they get shit. Fucked
have
up.
You heard about Christmas?
Christmas and Easter.
They have a cocktail hour every night.
It's pretty sick.
And it's like 4 hours.
That's pretty.
And everyone's drinking
much.
Like Manhattans and martinis. It's not like beer.
They have like a cocktail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt came for the first time and he drinks, but he's not like a huge drinker. And he asked for a beer. Well, and they were wedding. Like, what the? No.
Yeah, all drink mixed drinks. The hotter the better.
Yeah, we're fine.
Nobody in my family like really drinks. Like they like obviously like the kids do, but like none of the adults did. They're all just kind of like quiet people. So like I remember like someone's like, "Oh, what kind of beer did your like parents drink growing up?" And I was like, "I have no idea." Like even at Christmas, like nobody. Maybe like an aunt. Like they'd recently started like bringing the wine in.
Oh, everyone's shit faced.
Yeah.
In my
my mom's side, people have like beers and stuff. It's like normal. But
if you bring a beer, you're a pussy.
Oh yeah, they're going hard.
Yeah. I mean, every time right there, I'm up till like 3 a.m. with my Uncle Dante, who's like the best. He's the baby of the family. Mm. There are 7 of them, so he's like 43 or something. So he's like our age, basically.
Yeah.
And yeah, we just get fucked up. We always end up crying because he's like,
Italian.
I wish your dad was better to you. You know, it's like that.
Oh, man. So they drink a lot if he gets to that point.
Oh.
No, that's just at the welcome party.
It's like first drinks.
Yeah, I didn't get to go to Thanksgiving this year. I went to his family without him. And
I like that.
And
it's a power move.
They don't drink that much, which I was like, whoa. I was like sober the whole time, which is cool and normal and fine. And my brother, though, he went... my family's without me, like with my mom, and so he was up real late with my Uncle Dante drinking, and my Uncle Dante texts me and he goes, I love your brother, but he can't hang like you. I've been training.
Liam was going hard.
Yeah, Liam don't do it. Well, he has what I have, but he can still walk, which is great. But if you're drinking, that is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Because at least when I'm fucked up, I'm never trying to walk, and he's wobbly from the jump.
I like doing something. Like, some things are fun, like a little, like, messed up. Like, I like in a new city, just, like, maybe a couple beers, go walk around, see the whatever it is, you know? That's always fun.
I like getting a little buzz at an airport.
I'm recently starting to like respect an airport buzz.
Dude, you get there, you get on that flight, you get a little whiskey drink on the flight if you've got A-list preferred, you know what I'm saying? And then I'll be sitting on that flight, it's like, freaking life. Nobody knows how good this life is. And then the flight will be so long that I'm like, I think I had too much to drink and I want to take a nap.
The first time
all these people are annoying.
First time I tried to drink on a plane, me and my buddy Jimmy were going to play baseball in Belgium for 4 months. So we were flying together. And on the international flights with United, one of my friends was like, works on the flights. And she was like, oh, you know, she texted me, like, you get free drinks on the international flights. So we're like 22. We're like, we got to get the free drinks. So we're like, we're playing like drinking games on the plane, like idiots. As soon as we land, they pick us up. They take us to like a team practice. We're like drunk out of our minds. and we're trying not to be. And these guys, oh, it was so bad. They were like, it was not good.
Bad best game I ever had.
Oh my God, I made the mistake this weekend. I wanted to take a nap once we got to St. Peter's show that night. And I hit Justin's weed bin, not knowing strong it was. And I went to bed and I woke up and I was still high. And I had to shower and get. And showering is a very dangerous time for me. Mm. You know, like falling is right there.
Yeah.
And so I did it, but I was like high the whole time. And then we get to the show and I was still a little high. And I was like, no.
I don't think I could do. Have you ever done comedy high?
No.
I couldn't do it.
Do it.
She's done comedy on shrooms. It's kind of her thing.
That's crazy.
I cry.
Are you like talking microdosing or are you going for it?
Oh, I went for it this time.
That's pretty cool.
I had never done shrooms.
And the first time you did it was on stage?
They asked me.
That's pretty cool.
Like part of the show.
That's really cool then.
And then I was like, I'm not going out there. And everyone's like, you have to. And then Matt was on the show and we were dating. I kind of knew. And I made him come out with me and stand there and hold my hand.
Oh, my God. Did the set go well?
Comparatively, I'd say, yeah.
Yeah, I think it went well. I mean, everybody was... I mean,
Amber Audrey was Amber on Audrey that was show. Like crying in a corner. And I cried in a corner together.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I couldn't do it.
And then I did shrooms again at a Christmas thing, but it was more micro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to be like
microdosing. A girl
was
real
now.
Mean to me in the front row.
A girl in the front row hated her.
What was, what was she doing? Just like staring at you?
Some mean mugging.
I mean, no stage, so I'm right here.
Oh.
Yeah, and she's right there.
Knees to knees.
Oh, and you're just like eye level.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
And like I do a joke about grape.
There you go.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. But it's like anti-grape,
okay.
obviously. But
you're losing
like
me.
And she just didn't like it.
Ding.
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 You got your first point.
Thank you. It's been an hour, so that kind of sucks. Fuck.
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do it. Is there more?
Yeah, we got another one.
I would love a coherent one.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
For the rest of your life, would you rather have to say my pleasure every time someone says thank you, or you'd rather that anytime you farted, that everybody in the room would know it was you, even if it was on an airplane? And you couldn't get away from it. They would know who farted for the rest of your life.
That's pretty good. My pleasure.
Every time someone... I mean, why don't you just get a job at Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. What if you work at Chick-fil-A?
Rise up the ranks real quick.
Can you...
Do what?
You'd rise up the ranks real quick.
Yeah. Right? Thank you, my pleasure.
My pleasure.
Every single time?
Yeah. I fart too much to play with that. Dang.
There you go. Yeah, but you got that seat cushion kind of keeps it in there.
Yeah, but they know.
Yeah.
I was.
How many farts do you think you've put off in that cushion?
Your
Kill Tony fans definitely want to know.
Oh, God.
Maybe 47,000.
47,000.
I should have taken the under.
It's got a 60,000 guarantee until the warranty's expired.
Yeah. You gotta get you gotta get 135,000 if you want that companion pass. Is that the joke?
Thank
ding.
You.
Oh, double dings.
Ding ding was my nickname in high school.
Hey,
dang.
He's racking up right there.
There it is.
Jay, I gotta catch up.
Oh man, damn, boy just jumped up.
There you go. I'm trying to climb. I got competitive.
Man, yeah, he's an athlete.
Have you guys ever been opening for someone? When you're early in the comedy and you and the other person on the show are trying, it feels like the guy's trying to compete with who would the headliner would like more
in the green room.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm immediately they'll like you.
I know.
I
know.
No, I'm I'm winning. And y'all can suck my dick.
I had a guy recently. We were in the green room and he's like, are you gonna ask him for a guest spot? And when he goes to the next show, and I was like, no. He's like, I'm gonna ask him. I think I'm gonna do it. And I was like, Okay. And he did it in the room, like, with everybody in it. It was, like, so awkward. And I was like, And then, like, the headliner kind of looked at me, and I, like, looked away. I'm like, I don't want to ask.
Oh, that reminds me. I fumbled.
By the way, Fiona, can I host for you when you're in Zanies?
dang.
Damn. I fumbled so hard with Ron White this weekend. He came to one of Rodney's shows that he was in Vegas too. And like everybody was talking to him. I'm just chill guy in the back. I'm like, you know, I'm not saying anything. And then like the longer he's there, the more I'm like, I'm going to say something to Ron. And like it's just, he's like trying to walk this way. And like I'm not good at like timing out conversations at all. I'm like, hey, Ron, what's up, man? He's like, oh, what's up? I'm like, oh, we met one time at Mothership. And he goes, oh, yeah. And I'm like, he has no clue. And then I just go, yo, my wife, she's in a wheelchair. And because they've met. And he goes, yeah. I was like, she's redhead in a wheelchair.
And why didn't you say her name, dude?
Yeah. I got a weird name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're dude, right. Yeah, it is a weird name.
I'm saying I fumbled it so bad. If I was not, if I was doing well, I wouldn't think your name. And he goes, oh, yeah. And like, I never said anything about stand up. I'm just like, my wife's redheaded in a wheelchair. And then he goes, wait. Oh, she does stand up too, right? I'm like, yeah. He goes, all right, like just walks off.
That means that you're not funny.
And that was it.
Someone had to tell you.
That was it.
It's good to finally hear.
One of the bartenders, that's my boy Zany's in Chicago. He was in Austin, just like he's down there for like partying with his boys or something, and his iPhone broke, and he had to take it to the Apple store in Austin. And while the guy's like going to like get him a new iPhone, Ron White walks in, and he walks up, and like the guy works at a comedy club. He's a huge comedy fan. He goes up to Ron White. He's like, Ron, like, can I get a picture with you? And Ron's like, yeah. And then he goes, but my phone. And then Ron goes, no one's ever going to fucking believe you, and just walked away.
I like that.
Isn't that like the coolest story? Yeah. That's like the most Ron White story that you'd ever hear someone tell you.
I know I've told this on the podcast before, but my Ron White story. I had just done a set at the Mothership. I go in the green room, and it was Ron White, but I didn't know who he was. And he came up to me and was like, great set out there. Very funny. I was like, thank you. I'm Fiona. What's your name? And everyone was like, you know.
That's so cool. But he probably appreciated it.
Yeah, you know? He was like,
maybe he did. I don't know.
I'm Ron. And I was like, okay, Ron.
Man, that's so cool.
It's a gift to not know who anybody is.
I never.
Because you never get nervous.
You don't get nervous.
Can we talk about Mariah Carey?
Yeah, hang on real quick. Everybody get their vote in. Yours was My Pleasure.
I would say My Pleasure.
I'm going farts.
Brother,
if I'm smelling them, so are you.
Yeah,
that's already true. Dang.
Everybody smells it? You do, because you're around me all the time.
I'm
butt level. It's rude. Yeah.
I just feel like I consistently just say things that are like a little weird trying to be polite. So then I feel like My Pleasure wouldn't be like,
yeah, it's not.
They'd be
a
like,
stretch.
Oh, they'd be like, DJ, he did it again. Yeah. You know?
Whatever. You're all smelling my farts all day, every day. Because you're knowing it's me.
He wants to be closer to you.
Yeah, switch seats.
Ding. Thank you.
Ding, shit. Ding.
No, don't shit. Ding. Hey, come on.
Damn. Oh man, he's coming. All right, you want to talk about Mariah Carey? We're getting up there. It's about time to take it over to the Patreon. But we'll talk about Mariah Carey on the other episode.
Okay, Matt.
Hi.
It's holiday season.
It is.
And I got something really cool only for our Rampin' Up watchers.
Oh.
Because y'all support, we have a special deal on my merch website. If you go to FionaCalle.com, go to the merch part of that website, use code RUP for 10% off of all merch.
All of it.
And Merry Christmas, mother.
Great Wait, Christmas gift. Huh?
Great Christmas gift.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about your shirts?
Yeah.
Your hats?
Yeah.
Your koozies?
Oh,
your
yeah.
stickers?
For
your
sure.
tote bags?
You can't even believe.
Oh my God, that's quite the deal.
quite the deal.
All right.
So I'll see you for at funeralgala.com. Code R-U-P, R-U-P for 10% off.
That's sick.
Back to the episode.
Before we go, I've got two things. One of them is Matt's Conspiracy Corner. Do you have an interesting conspiracy theory to share with the group?
Oh man, a good conspiracy. I feel like I got one. I think I said the car wash thing earlier. I think that's pretty true. I think if it's like a $3 car wash and a $5 car wash, get the $3 car wash.
There's no difference.
I don't think so. I don't think it's going to make a big difference if there is.
Like, I think the only thing they do differently is they're like, they'll shine your tire or something if you do like the special one.
If you have tires that are worth shining, I guess. I don't.
I don't either.
You know?
But where are you getting a $3 car wash? Maybe throw that out there.
Oh, they're just like all over Chicago.
It's just like four guys spitting on your car. Dang.
Dang.
I mean, you can't give yourself a ding.
You can give yourself a ding.
Yeah, you can give yourself a ding.
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 Ding, 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 ding. It's just going up. I like that. That there's just no difference in the quality.
I don't think so. That's my practical one.
I like that.
If I had a crazy one, I would... My grandma told me this. She's Korean. She told me that Chinese women don't wash their floors. So I think that's a conspiracy.
Why they don't wear shoes?
Well, I don't know. She just thinks that they don't wash their floors as well as Korean women do.
What?
I don't know if that's a conspiracy. That's more of an opinion.
Wait, is that Japanese custom? Take your shoes off before you come in?
I mean, my shoes are off, and you guys live here, and yours aren't, so.
Yeah,
well, my feet never touch the ground.
Okay, you get a pass.
Mine barely do.
Yeah, that's fine. Ding.
Ding. All right, voters. Voters ding. Wait, so what? So Chinese people don't, I don't, can I take it away?
As a guy that is 25% Korean, I can say that, I believe my grandma.
Just 25%.
That's a fair question. I had a guy. He asked me. He's like, are you Chinese? I was like, no. And then he's like, do you speak Russian? And I was like, oh, you think I'm like the middle?
Oh, like
the Hawks, wait, like the guys that have the Hawks.
Mongolian?
Yeah.
Would that be middle?
No, no, no. Like the stand, like Kazakhstan. You know what I'm talking about? Like the guys with the Hawks. The Hawk Asians.
Mongolian had hawks, right?
Yes, they do.
Mongolian extinct?
Mongolia's close, yeah.
I have no idea what's happening right now. I
like that. Hey, this is my chair, okay?
Oh, shit. You get in a wheelchair one time.
I know.
You run everything. Yeah. How's that wheelchair treating you?
You want to take it for a spin?
I do like that. Like I told you, that, like, I'm like, yeah, it's really comfortable on my feet. And you're like, oh, it's almost like you get to stay in it the whole time. I was like, I guess I missed the point.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Two pretty good conspiracy theories.
Too bad most people can't feel their feet.
Yeah. Damn. Damn. That's an opposite of a ding.
Removal ding. It's a dong. That's not a ding. That's a dong. Ding-dong. Is that the opposite of a ding?
Stop. DJ's right there.
What? Oh, wait, so what would be common last names for Korean?
Lee and Park.
Like Park, yeah.
I just learned this from Bobby Bad Friends.
Bobby Park?
Do you know him?
Who? Do I know Bobby?
You know Bobby Lee?
I love him. I love Mad TV. I love I love his podcast. He's very funny.
Nice.
Write it in.
Yeah.
I would love
Fiona's
to know him.
Going off the rails. I think she's trying to say that all Korean people know each other.
We all do. We do know each other.
But you only know a quarter of them.
We didn't talk about cleanliness of the floor. Sorry.
All right, we got to wrap this up.
Yeah, put a bow on it, bitch.
I do have one serious question I like to ask every guest that we have. Has there ever been a moment in your life that you felt was the worst thing ever that could possibly happen to you that ended up being a positive? Something like your lowest moment that looking back now.
Like, when it happened, you're like, I'm fucked.
In college, I went out with my friends, and it was the last day. I commuted to college. A lot of my friends on my baseball team traveled to Chicago. They moved to Chicago for college. And it was the last day of summer break, and they were going to go home. So we're going to go out after finals. I met them after work for a few drinks downtown. And next thing I know, I wake up. I'm in the handcuffs. I have no idea where I am. Turns out I was accidentally roofied because these girls came by us because they were freaked out by a table behind them. I'm now friends with the girl, which is crazy. And so they came to our table. They're like, oh, you guys are our age, because some guys were being creepy to them. It was like a pitcher bar. So I just like grabbed the drink, drank it. It was like the second drink I had all night. Woke up. I was in handcuffs because my friends had red-eye flights. So I woke up, and someone brought me to the wrong house. So then I got like arrested for breaking and all these things.
The old B&E.
Yeah. But then like nothing happened, and I got like a good story out of it, I guess.
And that, kids, is how he met your mother.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I've every roofie story I hear from men, it's them accidentally drinking someone else's.
Well, can I tell you? People assume it was that. People have told me that it was accidental because they're like, no one would roofie you. So I got kind of gaslit into it.
But it might be.
That's what I
found out.
I
mean, it was your friend that you're friends with now. She's like, oh yeah, we roofied.
It was yeah. That's so funny. But yeah, it was crazy. It was one of those things where I was just like, I had like two beers the whole night. Woke up just like, and it was, dude, what was crazier is I woke up and I was in this like old Indian woman's house. She lived two blocks away from me on like the south side of Chicago. I was downtown when I ended up there. And her husband was like involved in like the Catholic Church, and he died like 2 weeks before. So she wasn't staying at the house. So she was older. So her like daughter would like bring her home in like the afternoons. So they just found me like passed out on the couch at like 2 p.m.
You got inside?
Yeah. It was winter. I got like dropped off on a back porch. Not from my friends I played with. They had to leave, and one of my buddies matched with a girl that knew me on Tinder, and she's like, oh, I'll drive him home.
Jesus. Oh my God.
You're lucky you didn't get graped.
Ding.
Grape ding.
But
yeah, you kind of have my leftover dings.
Yeah.
This guy.
But that, yeah, so that was crazy. And then I got like a good, bunch of friends out of it. I met a bunch of people that night. Now we're like friends because we bonded through this crazy story, you know?
And you were the only one?
Yeah, I guess so.
That is crazy. Hmm.
And it was weird because like we were kind of at the bar because my friends were like going to go from the bar like to the airport, you know? Or like they all had their luggage at my friend's. So they're going to go like there and then just like go to the airport together. So, like, it wasn't any of my friends trying to roofie anybody because they had, like, red-eye flights. So, like, it'd be midway, like 5 a.m. Because I did have that thought.
That is
the
reason your friends wouldn't roofie someone.
Well, I would never roofie somebody. I got an early flight in the morning.
That's so funny. But, yeah, because I never thought about it. And someone's like, well, what if it was one of your friends? Like, my uncle said that. And I was like, oh, no. And I did have, like, that thing. I was like, oh. I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no. They didn't have sex with me.
They had to go home.
They just flew home.
They were like, no one would want to roofie you, and it definitely wasn't us.
Yeah. That's kind of like what it was. That's literally like what happened.
A little bit.
And then I got.
Someone would want to roofie you.
That's what I'm saying. You're okay. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Don't give up on that
definitely
dream.
Someone. There's someone out there.
But so the lady, her husband died, so then she comes back. She's involved in the church. I'm like in jail at this point, or I'm in wherever the fuck they're holding me. And, she dropped the charges because she's like, okay, just have him come. Because I told the cops, I'm like, look, I played Division III college baseball like on the other side of town. I went out last night. I don't know how this happened. I live two blocks away. Like, it was so close to my house, which was crazy because my car was still like way like 10 miles away. It was truly crazy. And then the lady dropped all the charges, but then I had to go and read the Bible with her like 3 days in a row. And then, this is where it got bad. She made my dad read the Bible like out loud with me in the room. My dad was already mad, and then he had to read the Bible.
Is he not
to this lady
religious?
Christmas, Easter, you know. Yeah. But it was just like this awkward thing that we like had to do.
Would you rather be charged for breaking and entering,
or read out loud,
or have to go read the Bible every week with
charge
an old lady?
Charge me, dude.
It was brutal.
I'm reading the Bible.
I hate reading.
And I went to Catholic school, so
I'm
she'd be like
the Bible. Out of Bible.
I never read it. I'm a Catholic. I never read the Bible.
And you're like looking through. You're like, oh.
Hey, Zeus, interesting.
Well, she was telling me, she's like, oh, like you went to the Catholic school down the street. She's like, go to the Book of X. And I'm like, I have no idea what it is. And she was so mad. She's like, I let you out. Like, she was very nice. I mean,
she's like, yeah, you're definitely going to be a repeat offender. I can already tell.
And then the funny thing is,
act up.
When the cops like let me out, they're like, all right, man, this is your big break. Have a good season. It was my senior year in college baseball.
Oh,
and then I just had like the worst year I could possibly have.
And now you're a comedian.
Now I'm a comedian, yeah.
Then you get arrested and they're like, this is your big break. You're like, I hope not.
Man.
All right. Well, that was probably the best roofie story I've ever heard. Normally they're much darker.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that bothers me about him is a lot of people will be like, I was roofied. And I'm like, it sounds like you were just blackout drunk.
Yeah.
And I'm not like, I'm more talking like my friends. Like whenever I tell that story, my friends will say the thing.
It's like, oh, your friends say that too?
My friends would be like, oh, I think I was roofied too. And I'm like, no, you were really, really drunk.
No, you just had 38 shots of Malort.
Right.
Yeah.
There's like such a stark difference. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah,
it's always not that many drinks in. Second drink for me was that beer I had at that party because I took one of my friends, one of her beers because hers was fuller than mine. And I was like, I'll just drink hers.
Yeah.
I'll get her one later. And like, I'm like, chug that beer. And that was the last beer I had.
Wow.
It was actually Luckily,
I ended up home.
Drink.
Walked home.
I mean, I was lucky I was with my friends. I'm like that girl that drove me home. Like, she's like, you couldn't talk. They're like, you could like barely walk. And then like, and I'm not trying to like blame anybody. It wasn't her responsibility. But she's like,
don't leave me.
Well, she kind of like put me on the back porch. And she's like, yeah, we thought you were like letting yourself in. And then what happened was I woke up and my pants were just like soaking wet. It was winter in Chicago. There was snow on the ground.
You could have died.
I could have died, yeah. So I let myself in the house, I think, and I just like fell asleep on a couch. Nice. It was crazy. It was like truly insane.
Where did you pee yourself?
Yeah. I wish I peed myself, but it was in the back.
You could lie.
I know. But this is what was scary, dude. I was in the cop car and these cops were like kind of fucking with me. Like the guy, like we're stuck by a train. He's like, you ever see the movie The Hangover? And I was just like, yeah, man. He's like, all right. And then he started driving. He's like, hey, man, who was the other dude we found in there? And I was like, what? And he's like, he's just fucking with you. And I was just like, it freaked me the fuck out. And it was one of those.
That's like not funny.
Oh, it was not funny. But I was just like, what? And then he said, I was just like, you know.
Oh, my God.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think at that point they had thought that I was like on heroin or something, and they were just being an assholes to someone that they thought was like,
hey, you're really a victim of a crime.
Yeah. It was insane.
Hey.
That's why I had a bad season, just in spite of that cop.
I would blame, that cop's comment. Right. Left you with a 137 batting average.
Move to the Patreon.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. So before we get out of here, you guys can join us over at the Patreon. That's patreon.com/rampinguppod. That's RAMPINUPPOD. And if you want to call in on the regular pod with Would You Rather, crazy stories, anything you got, that number is going to be 615-547-8824. And before we get out of here, DJ, anything you want to plug, let the world know where you're going to be, what you're going to do.
Please follow me on Instagram. It's below, I think, I hope.
Yes.
It would be awesome if I just didn't edit that in. Why don't you go ahead and let them know, though? What's your Instagram handle?
It's @DJRYBS. That's me. That you please follow me. And come. I'm going to be at Zany's Chicago. I'm doing the holiday shows December 26th and 27th. Whatever that Friday and Saturday is after Christmas. Those would be really great shows.
He'll also be hosting for me on February
19th.
Let's go.
At Chicago. Was Ribsky taken?
All three of us.
I don't know why I did that. I don't know. And I think I should change it, but I haven't.
You can get your whole name?
Yeah. Because it's the weird one.
Yeah.
No one else has. It's like I have.
You should definitely get your whole name.
I know.
I was like, damn, was DJ Ribsky already taken?
Yeah. I thought about it.
When you first told me your name, I thought you would just tell me you had a friend that was a dude.
I know. Well, now I'm 30 and I feel like I need to change my name because I'm like, fuck.
Well, you're too far in.
No, DJ Ribsky is a cool ass name.
That's why, especially I played baseball. It's a cool baseball
name.
More
like,
you know?
DJ Ribsky.
Yeah.
Ribsky. Ribsky. Yeah. He roops. All right, baby love. Where you going to be? You want me to take it away?
Yeah.
All right. If you want to see Fiona Colley on tour, you can find her tickets at FionaColley.com. When this comes out next week, we'll be heading to Louisville, Fort Wayne, and Appleton, Wisconsin, the 16th, 17th, and 18th. So if you guys are watching this on Monday, we're in Louisville on Tuesday. And if you're watching this on Tuesday, I got a hair in my hat. We're already gone, but those tickets are at FionaColley.com. Please be sure to go follow our good friend DJ Ribsky. It's DJ Ribs on Instagram and TikTok. And
yeah, all the handles. We could do TikTok. Some
and
Facebook.
TikTok. And your TikTok is awesome.
Yeah.
The what's the
oh the mapping videos
the mapping
yeah. Go check those out.
This dude knows ball in Chicago.
I know
for
ball.
Sure. But yeah, go get your tickets at FionaColley.com. Go see DJ wherever the hell he's going to be.
Yes.
He'll definitely be with Fiona in Chicago and me too on February 19th.
This is the show on February 19th.
I'm in. I'm down.
Really?
Also, one more thing. February 21st, I'm going to be at the Vic Theater opening for Alfred Robles. So please go to that show. It's nice enough that he's letting me do it.
That's
it's really
sick.
Cool. Yeah, I'm going to walk to it, which is fun because it's so close to my house.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's I'm very excited to that. I'm very lucky to be doing it. That's insane.
You deserve it.
Wow, thank you. I appreciate it.
Hell yeah. You don't deserve it?
I don't.
Nah, you deserve
that's
it.
Insane,
I mean,
you know?
We'll talk about on Patreon.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that, yeah. Go see DJ. He's freaking hilarious and come see us. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
See you next week. We're raving up.
Get it?